Roger and JP. 822, cloudy and 76. The story we were just talking about, even while this song is running, is Zoe Saldana, the actress. I mean, she was in, what's the blue movie? Avatar.
Right.
She just got married to some Italian artist guy, and he's taking her last name as his last name. So that's, I mean, that's pretty different.
Yeah, but like I said, my buddy did it.
Yeah, I'm surprised any of us even know somebody who did that.
Yeah,
you do.
My buddy Matt did it, and we just got, we were all at the wedding. None of us knew it was happening, and we get there, and that, but that whole wedding,
keep
was,
it a secret?
That whole wedding was weird. He married some English chick. The parents started singing at the ceremony. Then they were like selling CDs. Like, the whole thing was, it was surreal, but he ended up, her maiden name became her middle name, and then she took his last name.
Hyphened it, that type of thing.
And then he did the same thing. So his last name became his middle name, and then he put her on the... It's like, we're all looking at each other like, wait, what? I don't get it.
They had flipped names?
And to me, the last name thing is... And I don't know if it's an old school Italian thing or whatever the hell it is, but to me, that's a deal breaker. Like, you're not taking my last name. We're not getting married. It's like, I don't know, because...
I'm surprised you would put that much weight in it.
There's no... I mean, what are the other perks? There's no other perks to getting married. What's the other perks? There's something to be said about when you have you're in a relationship and she's willing to take your last name. Like, and Ted, I know you're on my page. You got to be on the same page, no?
I'm with you.
100%, right?
Yep.
There's something to be said. Like, if you're not willing to take my last name, then how into it are you? Because listen, I didn't make the rules. That's part of America. That's what happens here in America.
Yeah.
I didn't write the rules. That's just the deal.
I definitely have friends whose wives didn't take their last name, and it does feel almost like different.
I get it.
Like they're, like, almost like it's like a business. Isn't it weird? I don't know. It has some sort of different feel to it. I don't know why.
I get it career wise.
Maybe it's just me.
I get it career wise.
Yeah.
But when the mail comes, bitch, you better have my last name.
But seriously, if Nicole wouldn't take your last name, you would have just.
Deal breaker.
That's it?
Deal breaker. Absolutely.
See, I couldn't do that after I... Like,
because now what happens...
Once I fall in love with Susan, I mean, I'm stuck.
What happens
my
when
brain,
what happens when you have kids? I had a boy. I want my son to have my last name.
Yeah,
now
I
you
got
to have that argument?
Yeah, that's true.
Now what if you know, the marriage ends up rocky? Now all of a sudden my son's not going to have my last name and carry on my bloodline? Oh, hell no. And you know what? You want to call me some greaseball guinea bastard, whatever it is? That's just the way it is. I didn't make the rules. That's how it goes.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. I don't know about the kids part. That's tough. Oh, yeah. See, Susan, I think my last name I could live with.
Of course you can.
Especially after I've fallen in love with her. I mean, whatever happened, you know, it's fine. That's good. That's how it's going to go.
Mm.
But the kid, I'd have to, you know, I think the kids would have to have my name.
Right?
I mean, I don't know why. Why? I guess I got to carry on the family name. I guess that's in there, too.
Exactly. Because we're men.
I don't want to disappoint my dad because the family name.
We're men. We hunt. We gather. It's part of the, you know, it's just the, sorry, ladies.
This is what we do.
Right. Right. Exactly.
8:25.
Way to bring it on home, Ted.
Here's Ted with the Roots.
On the Southern
we're talking about the Zoe Saldana story that came out. The actress, her husband, an Italian artist guy, is going to take her last name, which is the opposite of what's like tradition, and pretty much a rare case. But would you? I mean, you know, JP says a deal breaker. I'm not
for
sure.
Me,
I could never have let Susan go over that. I couldn't.
For me, it's a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you want to be weak spined, you go right ahead.
I know. I guess it's weak spined.
I'm not judging you or anything.
JP, sometimes love rules, and you have to let love rule.
Yeah, okay, Lenny.
In the words of Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, right.
Good morning, VAB. Go ahead.
JP, you're a greaseball guinea bastard.
Yes.
I agree with you 100%. I just want to tell you that.
Right. There See? You go. That's when I know you're in it. If you're willing to change your last name, I know you're in it. If you're not willing to change your last name, then I think...
Playing devil's advocate, though, wouldn't she want to know you're in it?
It's a family.
So why wouldn't you change your name to prove to her you're in it?
Because I'm not going to be having sex with anybody else for the rest of my life.
Neither is she.
But my job is to procreate. As a man, our job is to spread our seed. I'm foregoing that part.
Got it.
Hey, listen, it's not. I didn't make the rules. Again, it's human nature. It's just the way we're built.
Wow, you really are a greaseball guinea pig.
No. Listen, the caveman spread their seed all over the joint.
Hey, thanks.
That's what we're supposed to do.
I guess.
That's the way we're wired.
It's 8:30. It's
102.3. That's what my therapist said.
WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
A lot of judging going on. Don't judge.
There is. 3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 833. Would you take your wife's last name?
No, that's not what we're talking about.
It's really a weird thing.
No, what we're talking about is whether or not it's disgraciada that she doesn't take her last name.
It's what?
It's a
disgrace.
It's a disgrace.
Thank you, Silvio.
If she's not willing to take your last name,
it's a disgrace.
It's a deal breaker.
Right.
You better take that name.
That's right. Or you end up like Adriana in the woods.
Is that right?
That's right. Good morning, B.A.B. Brett, he's right over there on the last pot. Go ahead, B.A.B. Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. From a non-guinea pet like J.P. over here, I do agree with you that it is a deal breaker. But, J.P., you know what? From one divorcee here whose ex-wife still shares his last name, If it was the other way around, we'd have two different names right now. So,
what do you mean?
I'm gonna be sick of that.
So she's.
If I took her last name and we divorced, I could always go back to my last name.
Right.
She can go back to her last name.
She can, but you cannot make them.
Oh, so she can keep your last name against your will?
Sure. Well, yeah, sure.
Oh. Who knew that?
Keep it that way, JP. Not that you're ever gonna get divorced, of course, but.
Right.
Just let you know.
I wonder why she would want to. You'd think you'd want to get rid of the last name if you're divorced.
A lot of times that's to a kid and stuff. But let me ask you a question, JP. I just thought about this.
Go ahead, quick.
I have a daughter myself. What happens if I think you have a daughter, right? If your daughter gets married,
she's got
to
take.
Wants to keep your last name. Would you be okay with that?
If she wants to, it's up to her. I think it's not cool.
So if she's going to marry a guy, she's got
to
take his name.
But that's only because I have a son to spread the seed around. If I didn't have a son, I might disagree. Thanks for the call, brother. Take care.
835 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, with Roger and JP. Roger and JP. It's 841, cloudy and 76. It's kind of interesting. The Zoe Saldana story brought up the discussion. Her Italian husband is going to take her last name, which is the opposite of what, you know, most of us do for tradition reasons, I guess you would say. Meanwhile, we have Tony Randazzo on the line, who also is a, what did you call yourself before? Greaseball guinea what?
I didn't say, listen.
Oh, yes, you did.
I said, you can call me that if you want.
Oh,
I don't think that's, I would never use those words on me.
Well, that's.
it's denigrating.
He's got a brand new, nice, clean wife beater t-shirt on this morning, and he figured he'd give us a call. Tony.
Two sizes too small.
Hi, B.A.B. Who's this?
What's up, guys? Randazzo.
What's up?
Tony, what's up?
Listen, I totally get what you are saying, and I am 100% behind. That's why, since I have three girls, I made them all a deal. You want daddy to pay for the wedding, you keep your last name. Plain and simple.
Yeah, but Tony, and I both know you would never have gotten married if your wife didn't take your last name.
You are 100% correct. I have three girls. My name will live on somewhere along the line, okay? You cannot change your name if you get married.
What if they hyphen it?
I told them no hyphenation. Then you can half the money for the wedding.
You're the best.
Half a name, half the money.
You're the best.
I don't ask for that much in life.
Now, let me ask you this. If you had one son,
you'd be okay
with you force the two daughters to still keep your last name?
No, there'd be a little working principle in there.
Yeah.
Tony, do your daughters have to name the kids with their last name as well, or is it okay if the kids have the husband's last name?
No, they have to name their kids, especially if they have a son. I mean, I need my name to live on. There's nobody left after me.
You are going to force your daughters
to find a guy.
To die alone.
Going into your next relationship. Hey, straighten his ass out when you start dating him. Listen, if we're not going to get married 5 years from now, I ain't changing my name.
You're amazing.
Deal with that.
We got to go, buddy. Later.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Yeah, okay.
No, dude, I love what you're saying. We just got to go.
He's going to force his daughters to have kids and have them have his last name as well.
I do believe
that the husband's going to be like on an island.
I do believe the word is blackmail. He's blackmailing his daughters to keep his name. It's great.
Pretty good. All right, it's 8:43. Thanks for the call. It's cloudy in 76 today.